10 days ago, our fourth grandchild was born, a little bundle of joy, Claire Isabel. And when I finally got to hold her a couple days later, a huge rush of emotions overwhelmed me as I looked at this precious little six-pound girl in my arms. It was a feeling I remember I had when I held my other grandchildren for the first time, and when I held my own children. It was a feeling of love, yes, but even more, it was a feeling that I would do anything for these children of mine. I wanted to comfort them, protect them from any dangers in the world. And I knew in that moment of holding them that if it came to it, I would even die for them. And if we, as sinful, imperfect beings, were given the capacity to love so deeply, how much more does our God, who loves perfectly, protect his own children? In this fifth Sunday of Lent, our readings today tell us just how far he is willing to go for us, to protect us, to save us, and how death itself is an essential part of the plan of salvation. In John's Gospel today, Jesus had just recently raised Lazarus from the dead, resulting in many Jewish people starting to believe in him. So when Jesus entered Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover, many people, even the non-Jewish Greeks who were attending the feast, wanted to see him. It is unclear from John's words exactly why they wanted to see him. Was it just curiosity? Did they want to become followers of Jesus? Or could it have been something placed upon their heart, an unknown desire to see Jesus, much like many of us may have experienced? And how did Jesus respond when he was told the Greeks wanted to see him? Jesus revealed what was on his heart, the true purpose of his trip to Jerusalem, by saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." And finally he says, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." This was not your classic greeting to visitors. Instead, Jesus chose this time and place to speak of his own death, lifted high on a cross, producing the fruit of salvation, protecting us, and at the same time, challenging all who wish to follow him. As Catholics, we know it is through Christ's own death on the cross that our eternal life is made possible, which is why the cross is often called the new tree of life, referring back to Genesis, when death first entered the world as a consequence of original sin, a sin that banished Adam and Eve from the garden containing the original tree of life. Even then, God was protecting his children, no longer allowing them to eat from the tree of life, guarding them from an eternal life of sin, allowing for a time of repentance, a time for struggle, and a time to learn how to turn their hearts back to him, much like our time of Lent right now. And this brings us to the second meaning of Jesus' words, that a grain of wheat must die to produce fruit. It was a message to his disciples and to all who want to see him, that death itself is the path of salvation. We must die to ourselves. We must be willing to struggle, to learn to control our own passions and desires, to not only see Christ, but to be conformed to Christ, so that we may bear the fruit of the fullness of life for ourselves and be the fruit of life for others. It is in this struggle to learn how to die to self that we are made strong. Think about how our children learn to walk, often falling down in the process, sometimes even getting hurt as they bump into a coffee table. But as parents, We know that these falls are part of the struggle of learning, even though it is often very hard for us as parents to watch them suffer. The letter to the Hebrews talked about this learning through suffering in our second reading today, speaking of the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. It said, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him." Christ, being eternally divine, already knew all things. But there is also knowledge through experience. And by experiencing the suffering struggle of the cross, experiencing it through our human weaknesses, Christ learned the difficulty to obey in those most trying circumstances, especially when human passions and desires get in the middle. But through his suffering and perfect obedience, the fruit of eternal salvation was born. So how can we respond to this message of death and fruit today? I would like to suggest that in the next 2 weeks of Lent, we simply double down and recommit to an authentic Lent, embracing a kind of death to self, not giving in to our own passions and desires, and instead, like Christ, learning obedience through our suffering. In our gospel reading, Jesus says, "Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life." Is there maybe something more we can do to embrace a commitment of death to self in the next 2 weeks? Maybe we fast an additional day, or shut off the TV, or put down the phone. Or is there some way we may have strayed away from perfect obedience to God in our lives? This Lenten season is meant to be a time of continual repentance, a time of self-denial, so that we can preserve our lives and open our hearts to the God who truly wants to protect us, even from ourselves. Part of the fruit that Christ established to continually protect us and strengthen us in this temporary world are the sacraments of the church, like the Blessed Eucharist we will receive in this Mass today. And we have a wonderful opportunity to recommit to an authentic Lent this upcoming Wednesday, when we have a Lenten Day of Reconciliation here at All Saints. We will have several priests here from all over the diocese to assist in hearing private confessions, a fruitful sacrament where the sins of the repentant are forgiven, where the merciful graces of strength will flow abundantly, and where God will truly create a clean heart in us, as we sang in the psalm today. And with a clean heart these next 2 weeks, may we not only see Jesus, but may we also be conformed to Jesus in our suffering, so that we can truly have a joy-filled Easter, where we will rejoice in the God who will always comfort and protect us, holding us in his loving arms, because he truly loves us as his precious child, even more than we love our own children and grandchildren.